How would you best characterize this group of six you've brought in through the draft?
You know, I'd say number one thing I'm excited about is the type of people they are. I mean, I think our fans got to see it when Kyle came in. Just his tremendous presence and sense of maturity, and above and beyond that, his humbleness and his passion for football. I think he led the group off in a great way that way. Great individual people. All have different stories. All are at different places in their life. But it's so much fun, Jeff, to be part of helping somebody live their dream.
And the uniqueness of this, in his case, he didn't expect to be picked so high. I guess the rest of the class felt they should have been picked much higher. So you've got unique chips on shoulders here.
Well, I don't know about chips on shoulders. They all have their own motivation. Like I said, they all come from different walks of life. And that's what makes them a good thing. You need to have a blend of people to form a team. And those are the best teams. And where I really think Kyle led the class in terms of, you know, all the people we've talked to in Oregon, and when you talk to Kyle, when we talked to him one-on-one during his visit, and how you see related to the people on the floor at the combine. You know, our area, one of our scouts, Rex Hogan, was down on the floor during that time, and he came away with, hey, you wouldn't believe, this is the alpha dog. These guys rally around this guy. He has a different presence than anybody that we've dealt with in a while. And I think he showed folks that when he came in for a visit. So in terms of everybody having their own different motivation, they do. But that's a good thing, and that's what forms the nucleus of great teams.
Whatever opinions there are about various selections and where they're selected really matters not. It's about how you view these guys. Are these guys nice fits for the big picture of the Chicago Bears in terms of on-field schemes?
Right, Jeff. Hey, every one of these guys fits in terms of they're very good at what they were born to do, play this great game. And they can contribute to our team. And we were very specific in the process of before that pick in reviewing the last 3 days, going back. We spent 2.5 hours this morning. Every player that we put back on that board and reordered again today, we went over as an entire staff. How does he make the team? How does he fit? You know, where are we going with this player? What's his road to success? We feel very good about this class in that term. They all have a way and a road and a path to have success in terms of their individual success and in terms of that enhancing our ability to win championships. Now they got to go out and earn it, and that's where it's fun. You know, I'm a fan. It's a great thing to see these guys go out and compete and try to earn their way in life.
Overall, and I just look at one area, this will be my last question. You got 12 linebackers on the roster right now. So you've created A, competition, but B, depth across the board here through free agency and the draft, and you're certainly not finished.
No, we're never finished with the roster, but man, am I excited about the competition. Guys, this is going to be great. You know, hey, this is a man's sport. You know, I mean, we're going to get after and have some fun and let them compete, and the best rise to the top, and our team will be so much better because of it.